The word is CP3 may not play for the Clippers. But first, in the NFL, Ray Rice getting only a 2-game suspension following that elevator incident was the top newsmaker yesterday. Many are trying to compare his 2-game suspension to other suspensions and feel like the league isn't taking domestic violence seriously. Now, from what I understand, the league saw the tape from inside the elevator, as did the prosecution, which leads me to believe seeing it from the other side probably influenced their decision to only give him a 2-game suspension, as well as the prosecution not to go through with basically trying to get him jail time. So from what I understand, the two were fighting each other, and when Rice struck her, she fell and hit her head on the rail, which knocked her unconscious. So maybe, you know, maybe seeing it from the other side, it wasn't as vicious, or maybe, I don't know what she did. I'm not for sure, but I'm just thinking that that probably affected the outcome. And also, I heard that they were saying that, you know, he up until this point, Ray Rice had been a pretty good guy, pretty clean-cut guy. And in addition, the interview that Ray Rice and his now wife had with the commissioner also influenced the outcome. CP3 may not be playing for the Clippers. But did you hear about this? Pilar is accusing her ex, Deion Sanders, and his new boo, Tracy Edmonds, on social media of kidnapping and abusing their kids. Aw, they used to be such a cute couple. Can I say two words? Move on. Another Hall of Famer, Emmitt Smith, suggested to Sporting News that Dan Snyder should just drop the red and keep the skins, keep the logo and the colors, and keep it moving. What do you think, Albert?
Maybe. I wouldn't be super objective to that.
Oh, that may work. Former Redskin Fred Davis turned himself in yesterday. Jags Justin Blackmon would get this. Stopped for making an illegal pass, didn't have a license on him, and you already know what I'm about to say. The officer smelled weed.
Wow.
The baller was arrested for having 2 blunts. Browns' Josh Gordon, already suspended, is now doing the right thing. Of course, he entered rehab. Now, his suspension stems from violating the league's drug policy. And then there's that DUI from earlier this month.
Oh, no.
CP3 told ESPN that it is unacceptable for Donald Sterling to still be the owner at the start of the season. In fact, he said he spoke with Doc Rivers about a possible boycott if Donald Sterling is still in control at the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, believe it. They said they were going to do it in the playoffs, so I really believe they're going to do it now.
The league made that move, and I don't know. Hey, court docs were filed for the divorce of Boobie and Keisha Cole. Problem is, Boobie or Keisha didn't file them.
Huh?
Wow.
They said it was an imposter. He filed the paperwork and the whole nine. And get this, when they checked the address of the filer, it was to El Polo Loco restaurant.
A chicken joint.
A chicken joint. So somebody was making a joke. No joke about this. Cristiano Ronaldo may be teaming up with Lil Wayne. Yeah, get this. Lil Wayne starting his own sports agency. Now, I thought that Cash Money already had a sports management.
This may be Young Money.
So this is going to be separate. Well, maybe from what I understand, Lil Wayne is in talks with Ronaldo to handle all his U.S. affairs.
That's a big deal.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That could be a lot of paper there. That's real big. But isn't he kind of riding off Jay a little bit?
Everybody's going that way, it seems.
Sports, straight from the streets.